Kina Chaf Gimel is about the children of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. Based on the Medrash, as well as the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Nun Ches, the Kina tells the story of the Ben in Bas, the son and daughter of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. He had already been killed, and they are sold into slavery. They are sold to Rome as captives. And as the original sources tell us and the Kina picks up on, the two children of Rabbi Shmuel were both incredibly good-looking. The boy was very handsome, the girl was very beautiful. And when their new masters, their new owners, saw how good-looking the new slaves that they had were, they had this idea, Bo v'nzav geim v'nachalka b'intayim. Let us mate the two, let them be together, and then their children will be even more beautiful and even more valuable, and we can split the profits. B'v'ladot kemo kolfei shemayim. Their children from the offspring of this union of your slave and my slave will be so beautiful. So they came to this agreement, and they brought the two. Obviously, they didn't realize that this is son and daughter, and the two had no idea where each other were. They were separated when they had been sold into slavery. And the Kina depicts as they are taken into a room with a clear intention that overnight they would be intimate together to hopefully conceive this new super slave for the Roman captors. However, as the Chazal and the Kina depict, the two children had no interest. Each one stayed in their own corner. Ad haboker b'chiyasam lo hidmima vahima miyamim yamima. Until dawn, they stayed in their corners, each one in this pitch-black room, not having any idea that the person on the other side of the room was their brother or their sister, just being told that they're supposed to mate with the other person in the room. And they stay in their corner the whole night, and they explain, as the Kina depicts, he says, the boy says, Nin Aaron, a great-grandchild of Aaron, how could I do something so contaminated? She says, Bas Yocheved, Eich le'evet tinasei, I, the Bas Malachim, the Bas Melech, someone of such profound yichus, how could I possibly do something so immoral? And they stay this way the whole night until Or Boker, the Kina describes, Ze et Ze Hikiru, an unbelievably dramatic description in the Medrash, in the Kina, how that morning when the sun came up, they realized that it was their brother, their sister, their sibling who had been in the room the whole time. Hoi Achi, Hoi Achos Hikbiru. And as a result, nitchabchu yachad v'nichabru, they come together, they hug each other with such great passion and such great love. Ad yatzasad neshmasa v'neshima, they both die in that climactic moment. There's much to say about this incredible story in this particular Kina. I just want to briefly highlight two themes. Number one, Soloveitchik was fond of highlighting that this Kina emphasizes a profound hashkafa that we have about life in general, and specifically about Tisha B'Av and the Chorban. This Kina is not about any national event. It's not about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash or some cataclysmic event or national sin or anything like that. This Kina is about two children, not even a famous individual, a king or a Navi. It's about two children. What does this have to do with the Chorban? Why is this interposed right in the middle of all these other Kinos that are about the Beis HaMikdash and Eretz Yisrael and things like that? Etc. Soloveitchik, we see from here a profound hashkafas hayahadus, and that is that we give ultimate importance and therefore we mourn the loss of every individual, famous or not famous, adult, or perhaps even more poignantly, even a child. Judaism, as Soloveitchik is quoted as saying, has a different understanding and approach. We mourn for the individual, even if he or she was not famous or significant. That is a very, very important lesson for us to learn. We shouldn't just get caught up in the numbers or the big picture. We have to realize that ultimately, every individual is what counts. There's a certain chashivas ha'adam that is the basis of all of Jewish morality. It's the basis of our hashkafa. As Chazal tell us, each of us were created differently and uniquely. And if a person would save even one life, l'kayem nefesh achas b'Yisrael, and of course, the opposite, Rahman al-Islam, is true, as we lament in the Kina. The loss of even one life is like the loss of the entire world. A second point, which is perhaps also incredibly important and a overall theme that we think about on Tisha B'Av, is a beautiful interpretation that I heard many years ago in the name of Rav Yashiv, who explained that this is actually a metaphor, that we know that the second Beis HaMikdash, which is the time period that is being described for these two children, according to the Gemara, was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. This Kina, said Rav Yashiv, is a metaphor of that. Because in the darkness of night, in the darkness of Golos, in the darkness when we're filled with hatred, what do? We each retreat to our own corners, this part of the Jewish community in that corner, the other part of the Jewish community in another corner, and we spend the whole night shrouded in darkness, not really seeing what's on the other side of the room, but being sure of our own virtue, being sure of our own tzidkus. Nin Aron, Bas Yocheved, I'm special, I'm from, I have the right hashkafa. And it's only said of Yashiv when we see the light of the morning, or boker, ze et ze ki hikiru. It's only when we have true clarity and we can see the truth that we realize, hoy achi, v'hoy achos, it's in fact my brother, it's in fact my sister. We may have differences, and differences are important, no reason to paper over them. But we have to have respect for each other, and we have to realize that ultimately, even when we disagree, we're ultimately brother and sister. And that's clearly the mussar of this kina as interpreted by Rav Eliashiv. And of course, this brings to mind the idea, which is well known, particularly in the name of Rav Kook, but you can also find it in the writings of the Sfas Emes, other Achronim, the Chavetz Chaim. You can even find it in an Ibn Ezra, that if the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, then it's only through Ahavas Yisrael, or Ahavas Chinam, as Rav Kook called it, that we merit to be able to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So we have two themes in this short but very beautiful and poignant kinya. Number one, the importance of the individual, no matter how famous or not. Number two, a highlighting the role of Achdus, that only in darkness do we retreat in our corners. But in the light of day, when we can see clearly, we should realize that all Jews are brothers and sisters.